I thought there was opportunities. We had chances, just didn't hit some. And that's always a lot of times in games. That's the difference between what's a good game and what's not. Just hitting a few plays that could have been different. So I think you're always going to learn a lot from the first preseason game. And sometimes it's a good kind of wake up call on things we need to improve on, and some things that coaches and players think we know all the answers and think we know a lot of stuff, but you get a new defense and new things, you kind of see what you really know and where you need to improve, and it's a wake up call sometimes.
Eli, are you worried about the offense?
No, not at all. I never get worried after a quarter and a half of a preseason game. So again, there's opportunities. There are chances for some big plays. We just didn't hit them. In that quarter and a half, but I know we got a good offense, we got good players, and there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of we'll be making a lot of good plays and scoring some points.
Do you think that offensive line will give you the time necessary to make things happen?
Yeah, I think our offensive line played very well. I think and the protection was good, in our drop back for most of the night, and so I think the guys up front are they know what they're doing. They're good in the run and the pass, so they should be great.
With some of the new pieces on offense, I think it's just a natural feeling out process, chemistry, things that have to be developed.
There's not a whole lot of new pieces. Each year you're gonna have a few, but I think guys know what they're doing. It's just again, it's a quarter and a half, and we didn't get off to a fast start. That can happen in any game. So we didn't turn the ball over, which is a a big priority this year. No interceptions, no fumbles. So that's a good start. Fixing that problem that we had last year, and so that'll keep us in games and give us opportunities.
Eli, with OC expected to practice this afternoon, and presumably most of the major personnel moves over, are you looking for things to settle down here and just,
I think things have been pretty settled for us, and we just got to continue the path and keep working. We got a good week of practice right here, 5 days of practice to get better and keep growing within the offense and make sure we're everybody's sharp, and we got to figure out a few things on where some guys are going to be lined up for sure, and you kind of want to get that settled so guys have a good feel where they'll be playing, and we continue to work on that.
Along those lines, Eli, even though OC's a defensive player, you're one of the team captains. I mean, how good is it to know that an important part of your team is back in the fold?
Yeah, it's always good to have all your guys practicing, everybody back, and so if you can eliminate distractions, that's always a positive.
You spoke about the O-line. David Boss in particular, what's been the adjustment process like in these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, and really in David's case, he's only had a week of practice. And so, obviously a lot, thrown at him, put in a whole new offense where most of the guys playing on that offensive line have been here, 6 to 7 years. So, and we've kind of grown as a unit, put in more calls, more checks, put a lot of stuff on the offensive line, the quarterback to communicate. So, a lot of it's on a, you can get a lot of it in practice, but these preseason games are very important because things come up that, maybe you haven't talked about, or maybe it hadn't, come up in a practice, and so a lot's gonna happen, a lot of things going, but hey, no fumbled snaps, no miscommunications between us, and so he'll get better every practice, every game, just getting more comfortable with what's going on.
You said it's good to eliminate distractions. Do you feel that the OC thing for the last couple of weeks has been a distraction?
I haven't. In preseason, in training camp, you're just trying to, get the plays done. Worry about your, just getting things settled, getting on the same page with your offense. So there's not a whole lot of time where you're not, I haven't been answering questions on it. I haven't been, hadn't been a main concern. Right now, just hoping I get worked out, but we got other things we got to worry about.
Eli, was it good to see Hixon contribute?
It was. It was good to see Hixon back there. He's been a good player for us in the past, and missed him last year. So, a guy who can play a number of spots, catches the ball, tough player, and it's good to see him back in the action, get some catches, and and back to his old self.
Eli, do you think his return takes on added importance with Smith gone and Boss gone?
Yeah, I think so. I think when a guy who's been a starting receiver for us in the past, when Plexico is injured and he's played all the spots, made some big catches, had touchdowns for us, so he is very dependable and a guy who can step up and make some big plays for us.
Eli, where are the tight ends?
What's that?
What did the tight end show you?
I thought we blocked very well. I thought, from seeing Jake Ballard and some of the run game blocking, he is a strong guy and held his own in that aspect. And got a few catches to him, to bear pass go and hit Ballard on a little inside option routes. So, they did some good things. And we didn't have our whole package in and everything for him, but it'd be good to hopefully get Travis Beckham back this week, get him back in the action.